This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. The U.S. Electoral College has formally determined Joe Biden will be the next president of the country. The former vice president cleared the 270 electoral vote threshold on Monday after the western state of California's electors cast their votes. When all the states finish voting, Biden is expected to lead President Donald Trump 306 to 232. The Electoral College vote is normally a procedural step in the presidential election, but its importance is heightened this year because President Trump is refusing to concede his loss. The Electoral College results will be sent to Washington and tallied in a January 6th joint session of Congress, over which Vice President Mike Pence will preside. It's an optimistic day as the first people receive the coronavirus vaccine in the U.S., but it's also a day the country saw yet another devastating milestone during the pandemic, 300,000 dead. Data updated by Johns Hopkins University showed the U.S. surpassed that grim 300,000 mark. While it took 4 months for the first 100,000 Americans to succumb to the virus, some public health experts forecast another 100,000 deaths before the end of January. Similar surges are being recorded around the world as a number of European countries enter a second round of lockdowns. That is why many hope the start of the COVID-19 vaccine campaign will be the beginning of the end of the pandemic. Critical care nurse Sandra Lindsay said she was hopeful and relieved after receiving the U.S.'s first vaccine to combat the coronavirus. As expected, healthcare workers and the elderly in nursing homes will be the first to receive the inoculation this week in the U.S. This is VOA News.